Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, that it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Bar Kokhba, Prince of Israel, was written by Mark Siegel and is presented in commemoration of the 3,000th anniversary of the founding of Jerusalem. It is based on episodes from Elias Gilner's recent novel, Prince of Israel, published by the Exposition Press.
It is silent now, so silent. The wounded cry no longer, and nothing moves but the thick black smoke, rising straight into the air above the ruins of Betar, our fortress. At my foot there is a freshly dug grave, and in it what is left of our commander. Yet I must not weep. That is what I learned while serving under him. Bar Kokhba, our leader. I was with him at the beginning only 5 years ago, as I am with him now at the end. It was in the year 130 that I sought him out in the Samarian hills. The mountain path I climbed was already well marked by the feet of those who would no longer bear the yoke of Rome.
Halt! Who goes there?
I am called Ovadia.
Who sent you to this pass?
No one. I come of my own will. I seek your leader.
For what purpose?
To join him.
You? A lad of your size?
The mouse has its place, friend, as well as the lion.
That's well said, lad. But we're in need of lions, not of mice.
Let me pass, please. I beg of you.
Turn back, Ovadia. Do not force me to teach you a lesson.
No!
You try my patience, boy.
No!
Yes.
Let the boy pass.
Yes. Come here, son. So you wish to join us. Why?
Why? Yesterday in Caesarea, the Roman soldiers came to the Jewish quarter. They beat people. They broke into homes.
What did the Romans seek, boy?
A big man, they said. A Hercules, they called him.
Do they know what he looks like, Ovadia?
Oh, yes. He has a shorn, round, red beard, they said. And eyes which glow like copper. Coppery hair, too. They said he stole the Romans' horses. 100 of them.
And did they find him, Ovadia, the big man?
You know well. They did not, Shimon.
You have a nimble tongue, boy.
Let me put it to your service.
No, Ovadia. The life here is too hard. It is for men, not boys.
Hard times make men of boys, Shimon.
Perhaps. Still, you'd do best to return to your home.
I have no home. The Romans put the torch to it.
Then go where your parents are.
My parents? My parents are...
I see. Itamar.
I am here, Shimon.
Itamar, we have a new recruit. Take him to the camp.
Shimon, I do not understand you.
Since when, Itamar?
Since this moment. Yesterday you turned away two mighty men. Men who could tear a sapling from the ground by the roots.
I did.
But today... today you let this stripling stay with us.
Itamar, we had need of mighty men. But the volunteers who came here yesterday sought plunder. They were not pure in heart.
Purity does not win battles.
Without it, battles will not be won. We're the colonel, we few, of Israel's fighting hosts. If we are to be victorious, we must find favor both in the eyes of men and in the eyes of God.
I became his orderly, and when he smiled, my heart was light, and when he frowned, I was downcast. I cared for his horse and carried messages. And when the leaders of the band met in the cave, which was our headquarters, it was I who fed the fire, listening as they planned revolt against the Roman oppressors of Judea.
Now, what are we waiting for, Shimon? I say the time has come to strike.
Patience, Itamar.
Patience. Is there another word in the language?
Must we endure
that? Obadiah!
Yes, Shimon.
Less wood upon the fire, Obadiah. Our conversation has become too heated. Itamar, Delon, all of you, hear me.
We are listening, Shimon.
To be well prepared for battle is to have the battle half won.
To wait is to lose our opportunity.
Do you think I prize victory less than you do, Itamar?
No, Shimon, but...
Itamar, how many heads do we count in our camp?
2,000, brave and ready.
And horses?
400.
2,000 men and 400 horses. A good force.
Enough to strike.
Enough to strike, Itamar. But not enough to win.
Ah, Shimon, what has happened to you? 6 months ago, with only 100 men, you were unafraid.
You accuse me of cowardice?
I accuse you of nothing. Only that with 2,000 men, you will not act.
He is right, Shimon.
Yes, Itamar is right, Elan. But there is a reason.
A reason?
Our objective is not the same as it was 6 months ago.
What are you saying, Shimon? Did we not come together to strike a blow for freedom?
I am no longer satisfied with striking a blow for freedom. I will settle for nothing but freedom itself. There will be no peace in Israel until the last Roman is driven from the land.
But it is hopeless, Shimon. Tineus Rufus commands 50,000 soldiers.
Do you think I am unfamiliar with the figure?
You set the goal too high, Shimon.
The goal of liberation cannot be set too high.
Shimon, for the first time, you are impractical.
Great dreams always seem impractical, Itamar.
Yet dreams are not often realized.
You are right. To cast off the shackles of our bondage, 2,000 men are not enough. The whole people would have to rise.
They will not rise, Itamar. If we must wait for that, it would be better if we stop right now. Better to disband.
No, do not say it, Ilan.
Be silent, Obadiah.
Let the boy speak, Itamar.
Fine. Now the boy who tends the fire shall advise the council.
Shimon. The people begin to know you, but they do not know you well enough.
That much we know, Obadiah.
But there is one man. Let him say the word, and the people will rise as a giant and cast the Romans out.
Akiba?
Yes. Akiba.
Akiba is a rabbi, Obadiah. He's not a warrior.
What is a rabbi, Shimon, if not a warrior in the service of the Lord?
The boy speaks with wisdom.
Akiba will not even converse with you, Shimon.
Yet it is worth the chance, Itamar. Obadiah, prepare the horses. We ride to see Akiba in the morning.
Just what do you wish of me, Shimon ben Elisha?
Your help, Rabbi Akiba.
Of what help can I be, my son? I am a teacher of the law, not a marshal of hosts.
The people follow you, Rabbi Akiba. And the people must rise from Dan to Beersheba.
Shimon, the commandment is for peace. War brings havoc, death, destruction.
What has Roman tyranny brought us, if not havoc, death, and destruction? Misery blankets the land, Rabbi.
Yes, Shimon, it is so.
The Romans seek to supplant the worship of the God of Abraham with the idolatry of the heathens. There are limits, Rabbi.
Shimon, let me ask you a question.
Ask it, Rabbi.
If the scholars, too, are drawn into the war, who will teach the Torah? Who will warn the people of the enemy within?
What enemy within, Rabbi?
Their moral corruption, Shimon. Their moral corruption, which will make them unfit for freedom.
Rabbi, the Romans enforce corruption as a way of life. The Torah cannot be studied. It surely cannot be lived except in freedom.
It is so, Shimon. And yet...
Yet?
You are young, my son, and I am bent with age. Before I would plunge all Israel into bloodshed, I would be sure no other path is open.
What path remains? Already it is forbidden to circumcise our sons, to observe our festivals and holy days. And... Now, Tineus Rufus, threatens to forbid even the study of our holy Torah.
I will go to the palace of Junius Rufus again, Shimon.
He does not understand words, Rabbi. He will understand us if we strike back.
You may be right, Shimon, but in good conscience, I must try again.
Try again, and may you bring good news. But meanwhile, we must prepare.
What is your need, Shimon?
Men, horses, arms, a fleet, supplies.
And I can help you get these.
Say the word that you bless our endeavors, Rabbi. It will rally the people to our cause.
I give you my blessing, Shimon.
Rabbi. Rabbi, there is new fire in my heart.
May it be his will, Shimon, that you get your men and your supplies. And may it be his will that you shall never need to use them.
The words of Rabbi Akiva went through the land, and the people rallied to the cause, each man giving of his substance. Wood and iron came up the mountainsides upon the backs of mules and men, and the gorges echoed with the sound of fortifications being built.
What do they build on that peak, Shimon? The curious structure.
A trap for Rodion.
A trap for what, Shimon?
Romans.
And down below in the valley?
Catapults.
Shimon does not waste his words today.
I'm sorry, Ovadia. I'm lost in thought.
Of what, Shimon?
I was thinking, Ovadia. Our men work with vigor and with strength. With this will. The will that fashions these machines of war.
Yes, Shimon.
What could we not do if we were allowed to pursue the ways of peace? I'm here, Ovadia.
A carrier pigeon from B'nai Brak.
Take the message from its foot, Ovadia. Read it to me.
The Emperor Hadrian has promised that the temple in Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
Praise be to God.
I've not finished, Shimon. He will rebuild it as a pagan temple.
It cannot be. It will not be. Some of the leaders, Ovadia. This is the sign of which Akiva spoke.
The bird of peace had brought the message of war. Throughout the camp, men sharpened swords and polished shields, preparing for attack. On the eve of battle, Shimon took me with him to the outskirts of Modin.
Wait here, Ovadia, at the mouth of the cave.
What is this place, Shimon?
I've come to make a pilgrimage, Ovadia, and to offer up a prayer. This is the tomb of the Hasmonean Judah Maccabeah.
Lord of the universe,
I stood at the mouth
of
the vault,
giving my people,
and from the depths of the cavern,
I beseech thee,
I heard his words.
Help me drive the enemy from our land, and wash away the shame of his oppression. Help me to redeem thy holy city, Jerusalem. Strengthen my hands, that peace and happiness may be restored to my people, and dignity to thy name.
The warriors of Israel swept down out of the mountain fastnesses of the Sumerian and Judean hills, and the sounds of battle were heard in the land. By night we ambushed the Romans, and by day we fell upon their legions. Town by town, city by city, the strongholds fell. The ranks of our army swelled until 400,000 men in arms followed the standard of Shimon ben Elisha. Then on a gray morning, the hosts assembled before the walls of the holy city of Jerusalem.
Are you ready, Itamar?
Ready, Shimon.
Helon.
Ready, Shimon.
Rabbi Akiba, between us and complete freedom lie only the walls of Jerusalem. Will you bless us as we go into battle?
I give you my blessing, my son, and a new name, that your valor may be known among the peoples. It is written, there shall step forth a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite through the corners of Moab, and break down all the corners of Seth. Henceforth, Shimon ben Elisha, be known to all men as Bar Kokhba, the son of a star.
Jerusalem fell, and Bar Kokhba's dream was realized. The last Roman soldier was driven from the land. From Antioch, the Roman Emperor Hadrian sent an invading army. The campaign was short, and when the Romans had been routed, a grateful people named Bar Kokhba Prince of Israel and returned to the ways of peace. Our liberty had been won, but another dream remained unfulfilled, the rebuilding of the temple. Standing amidst the temple ruins, I talked with Bar Kokhba of his plans.
We will rebuild the temple, Obadiah, but in God's own time.
Why not now, Bar Kokhba? The people are demanding that the temple be restored.
Not yet, Obadiah.
If not now, Bar Kokhba, when?
We shall begin 4 years from the day we entered Jerusalem.
4 years?
Yes, we must be sure, Obadiah. The enemy gathers his forces. He leaves and he comes. He's driven out and he returns.
But why 4 years?
It took Vespasian and Titus 4 years to reconquer the land, Obadiah. If that does not happen again...
It will not happen, Bar Kokhba.
We do not know.
But it will take years even to clear the ruins. Look. Look at these boulders.
I see them every day, Obadiah.
The stones cry out for salvation, Bar Kokhba. Even if we do not begin the building of the temple.
Yes, Obadiah.
Can we not clear these ruins?
I've been thinking of it, Obadiah. Yes, those stones. We can give them life. They live again in the walls of our new fortress, Betar.
The stones were carried here to Betar, 7 miles from Jerusalem, and the citadel was built high on the mountain peak against the day it might be needed. Still, at that time, no one of us believed that Israel would fall again before the might of Rome. Not until the day Elon came, bearing ill tidings.
Bar Kokhba, the Romans prepare to strike again.
We will turn them back again, Elon, as we have before.
If it be God's will, Bar Kokhba.
Rabbi Akiba.
Yes, Bar Kokhba.
If God will only refrain from giving assistance to the enemy, then our armies will be victorious.
Bar Kokhba.
Forgive me, Rabbi. I meant no evil.
It is not I who can forgive you, my son.
The words sprang to my lips, Rabbi Akiba. I spoke without thought.
The words that come from a man's mouth are unimportant in themselves, Bar Kokhba, yet they express what lies within his soul. Your pride dismays me, for even at the moment of victory...
Yes, Rabbi Akiba.
Even at the moment of victory, a man may make himself unworthy of victory.
Even now, it is hard to say how or why it happened. Yet it did not go well with the armies or the fleet of Israel. The Romans lay in wait. They blockaded our ports. They destroyed our fleet. And then came attack. One by one, the cities fell. Caesarea, Tiberias, Acca, Sepphoris, Kabul. What had been gained in blood was lost in pain. And Bar Kokhba, Prince of Israel, turned in anguish to Rabbi Akiba.
But what is to be done, Rabbi Akiba?
The best we can. The outcome is not in our hands.
Our dead cover the mountainsides. Our fortified places can no longer withstand the onslaught. Oh, Rabbi, I fear for Jerusalem. fear for my people Israel.
Shimon, fear not. The righteous falleth 7 times, but he will rise again. If we be worthy of freedom, freedom will yet be restored to us.
Despite the Roman legions, Rabbi?
My son, the word of God will in the end prove mightier than the legions of Rome. We have been called to be the witnesses of his word before all men. No, our work is not yet done. We will live. Out of our ashes, we will rise again.
I believe it. I believe it, Rabbi. And yet when I remember our dead, when I remember the agonies our people have endured, my heart is filled with despair.
Grieve for those who have fallen by Kochba, yes, but do not despair. Their memory shall make Jerusalem even more precious to our people. The blows they struck help forge our victory, even though that victory may not be until another day.
On a summer day almost a year ago, we evacuated Jerusalem, climbing the dusty road to our fortress, Betar. The army of Israel streamed towards the last stronghold in Judea. And at its head was our leader, Bar Kokhba.
This is our last retreat, Ovadia. I promise you.
I believe you, Bar Kokhba.
I know you do, Ovadia.
And the others, Bar Kokhba, those who are left, Elan, Itamar, they are still with you. All of us, we will fight to the end.
We do not go to Betar to die, Ovadia. It is to begin again.
I pray you are right, Bar Kokhba. But if the Romans besiege Betar, surely they must.
There are food supplies for a year, Ovadia, and hidden wells for water. And yet, Ovadia, even if we perish, we will win.
I do not understand. How can we perish yet win?
Ovadia, it has taken me many defeats to learn that victory alone is not enough. To fight for freedom, a man must know one thing.
What, Bar Kokhba?
That men may die in battle, Ovadia. But their ideals and aspirations are not killed with them. Ovadia, nothing is ever lost if it is not lost in one's mind.
What need is there to recite the details of the siege? The dwindling of our food supplies, the cutting off of our water, the slow weakening of those who stood at Betar. It is enough to say we were 100,000 and then we were 10. We were 10,000 and then we were 5. We were 5,000 and then we were 500. And this morning, this very morning on the 9th day of the month of Ab, Bar Kokhba stood upon the ramparts of Betar and called for the last time.
Who is with God? With me!
It is silent now. So silent. At my feet there is a freshly dug grave. And in it what is left of Bar Kokhba, Prince of Israel. Yet I will not weep. For this I learned from him, that a man may lose his life but not waste it. Somewhere along the milestones of eternity, God will gather up our anguish and use it to his purpose, transforming death to life, defeat to victory. Jerusalem will rise again, and the cause of Israel's freedom triumph, and the words of the prophet shall be fulfilled. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and be glad in my people, and there shall not be heard in her any more the voice of weeping.
would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Israel Goldstein, rabbi of Congregation B'nai Jeshurun in New York City and chairman of the Jerusalem 3000th Anniversary Celebration, Rabbi Goldstein.
Jerusalem will rise again and the cause of Israel's freedom triumph. How fortunate is our generation that in our day, Akiva's prayer and Bar Kokhba's hope have been crowned with fulfillment. They had to wait 18 long and tragic centuries, but they did not wait in vain. And when at last the Haganah, Israel's young defenders, 5 years ago, broke the siege of Jerusalem and turned back the Arab attackers from the newly proclaimed state of Israel, it was the sword of Bar Kokhba and the blessing of Akiba leading them on to victory. It is 3,000 years since David took the citadel of Zion and established Jerusalem as the capital of Judea. In these 3,000 years, Jerusalem has experienced 3 destructions and 3 restorations. We hope to God that the 3rd Jewish Commonwealth established in our time is here to stay. It is our fervent prayer that Medinat Israel, small in size, may be great in spirit, a light to the nations, as once it was. Thus, Jerusalem's 3,000th anniversary, which is to be celebrated in New York October 20th, is a milestone of spiritual moment for all mankind. With our prayers, however, must be joined our labors. The state of Israel today needs the moral support and the material support of the Jewish people the world over. Just as much, the Jewish people and the world need the inspiration which can emanate from the city of David and the land of Israel. The mandate of 30 centuries is upon us. We must strive to deserve the dispensation that history has smiled upon us in choosing us to be the generation of the 3rd restoration. And we can be deserving only if we share in the rebuilding of the New Jerusalem and the reconstruction of the New Judea. God grant that Jerusalem may soon become what its name connotes, City of Peace, and that once again as of yore, out of Zion may go forth the law and the word of the Lord out of Jerusalem.
Thank you, Rabbi Goldstein. Our eternal light drama today, Bar Kokhba, Prince of Israel, was written by Mark Siegel and based on episodes from Elias Gilner's recent novel, Prince of Israel, published by the Exposition Press. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Norman Rose as Shemin, William Redfield as Ovadia, Roger DeCoven as Akiba. Itmar was Bob Carroll, Elon was Guy Repp. The music was written by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. This has been an NBC Radio Network production under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.